Children. Healdsburg, California. January 25th, 1878. Dear children, we awake this morning to find the heavens clear, not a cloud. It has rained steadily for 1 week with the exception of a few hours, two or three times. Yet it cleared off in the night. This is not very favorable for settled, fair weather. Yesterday, Father slept nearly 2 hours. Last night slept all night, and with this freedom from perplexity, from noise, and with quiet repose, he must improve. Dear children, we feel the deepest interest in the advancement of the work and sending the truth broadcast to the world. Do not on any account stint yourselves for advantages to do this in the most successful manner. If anything is done, it should be on a broad basis and not in a nutshell. Time is short, and what is done must be done at the very best advantage. How I do long for to be engaged actively in the cause of God. I am far from being idle, yet I want my testimony to be borne to those who will be stirred by it. But here I am tied up while Father is sick. My dear children, take the very best care of your health. It does not pay to do two men's work and then be deprived of the strength to work together. You are too young, my son, to endure the constant strain that your father has stood under for years. Be cautious. Do not think you must be brains for everybody. Move moderately and take periods of rest. Confinement to study under the many other things you are doing is folly. Run away to some place, Oliver's or George's, and rest a day or two. We may spend some weeks in California next summer. If so, we'll send for you to come and remain with us a time. This is what you will surely need. But dear Willie and Mary, cling to the mighty healer. Let nothing break your hold from God. Take time to cultivate spirituality. It will never pay to be in so great a drive and hurry that you will let go the only staff and support to sustain you in the work you are doing. Take time to plead with God for wisdom and the health of His countenance. We pray for you every day, most earnestly. When it does not rain, we go to a large madrona tree in the pasture lot adjoining our land, and there we plead 3 times a day to the Lord for His help, His blessing, and we have the precious assurance that He hears our prayers and answers our petitions. We have sweet peace in Jesus. Our hearts are daily filled with gratitude, and our lips with praise for the goodness and mercy of God. Mother.